This recording, Oklahoma 15, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive. Karma Gets a Cure is copyright Douglas N. Onaroff, Jill McCullough, and Barbara Somerville.
Karma Gets a Cure. Well, here's a story for you. Sarah Perry was a veterinary nurse who had been working daily at an old zoo in a deserted district of the territory, so she was very happy to start a new job at a superb private practice in North Square near the Duke Street Tower. That area was much nearer for her and more to her liking. Even so, on her first morning, she felt stressed. She ate a bowl of porridge, checked herself in the mirror, and washed her face in a hurry. Then she put on a plain yellow dress and a fleece jacket, picked up her kit, and headed for work. When she got there, there was a woman with a goose waiting for her. The woman gave Sarah an official letter from the vet. The letter implied that the animal could be suffering from a rare form of foot and mouth disease, which was surprising because normally you would only expect to see it in a dog or a goat. Sarah was sentimental, so this made her feel sorry for the beautiful bird. Before long, that itchy goose began to strut around the office like a lunatic, which made an unsanitary mess. The goose's owner, Mary Harrison, kept calling, "Karma, Karma," which Sarah thought was an odd choice for her name. Karma was strong and huge, so it would take some force to trap her, but Sarah had a different idea. First, she tried gently stroking the goose's lower back with her palm, then singing a tune to her. Finally, she administered ether. Her efforts were not futile. In no time, the goose began to tire, so Sarah was able to hold on to Karma and give her a relaxing bath. Once Sarah had managed to bathe the goose, she wiped her off with a cloth and laid her on her right side. Then Sarah confirmed the vet's diagnosis. Almost immediately, she remembered an effective treatment that required her to measure out a lot of medicine. Sarah warned that this course of treatment might be expensive, either 5 or 6 times the cost of penicillin. "I can't imagine paying so much," but Mrs. Harrison, a millionaire lawyer, thought it was a fair price for a cure. I practice law here at an Oklahoma City-based law firm called Phillips Murrah. I chair the firm's alternative energy practice group and spend most of my time focused on what I would describe as clean energy and environmental issues associated with that. In Oklahoma, those native blessings can be natural gas, it can be wind energy, it can be new bio-based type fuel and feedstocks. And it's been a great way for me to have a professional life that still feels like I'm in private practice but yet engaged in public matters, which is important to me. I spend a good deal of time working for existing companies, keeping them apprised and abreast of changing regulatory impacts associated with their energy production issues and energy consumption issues, depending on the client. And again, I feel like I'm on the vanguard of things, which is a good place for me to be, I think, intellectually. Oklahoma does have a lot of blessings in terms of its native resources, but we're a state that still struggles with a great deal of wealth creation and gaps between the haves and the have-nots. So I spend a good deal of time theorizing about how our state can more reliably consume our own resources for the sake of not only the economic benefits to those producers, but also for the savings that are available to Oklahomans if they would use cleaner energy sources than importing either out-of-state coal or overusing petroleum-based products for transportation. I think because our state spends a good deal of time professing to be an energy state, we focus on the production and not the consumption. And so for me, my professional life today kind of works to try to achieve that balance from a business outcome, but also from a public policy standpoint. And it feels good to me. Previously, I'd spent 15 years in public service, either an attorney or county commissioner or corporation commissioner. And in that capacity, you know, every day is different. But in this one, I feel like in the last 4 years, I've had a lot more professional consistency, at least in the direction that I'm headed. And I speak to a lot less rotary clubs and public gatherings, but I hope at the end of the day, my work is having an impact on people I may never meet. But it sure feels good today.